Hi, this is Jacqueline here with the Grow Program. Thank you for growing with me on today. We don't know. We don't know what the future holds. We don't know. All we know is grow. That's all I know. It's grow. Do this right here in front of me. God got the plan. Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For I know the thoughts and plans I have for you, thoughts of good and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Greatness reached over oppression through wisdom." There's a lot that entails growing. It's loving yourself. Loving yourself, and you're on a journey with your higher power. You're on a journey towards greatness each and every day, all day. You just keep meditating to greatness. And storms are going to come, like today. You know, we had the eclipse of the moon over the sun. It got dark for a minute, pretty cloudy. Rain was sprinkling. But now, clouds, blue skies, birds singing. We don't know. Grow. Greatness reached over oppression through wisdom. It's a spiritual journey. That's what I'm on, a quest. And I knew totality was happening above me. That's what they call it, totality. But down here, we in a totality of good versus evil. And although it seems that evil is all around us, good is among us. Because God is good, God is great, and so are we as we journey on to greatness. A lot of special things are happening. You know, this movement has saved a lot of lives. If we be the change, then we can change the world. I've given everything I have into grow. And that's continually. Constantly putting in the grow. Because I'm always thinking about tomorrow. Not tomorrow. So I do this right here in front of me. I know that I'm lifting myself. As I am the change and implement change, then others see my actions and they also begin to implement change. From 1 to 8 billion, you do what you can right there where you stand, right there where you happen to be. Do everything. Everything that you can to make this world a better place, because if we don't use our life to make this world a better place, to lift others, what is the purpose of life? What are we here for? Because we're not taking anything. We're coming in just as we leaving out just as we came in. We're coming in with nothing and we're leaving out with nothing. I know I didn't bring nothing when I came in. Only thing I brought was love. And love is the only thing that matters. Love is all that matters. I don't have to know you personally to know that I love you. because the commandment of God is to love. So I lay down my life for you in hopes that something that I say, something that I do, may help you, may lift you in some kind of way. I know sometimes I go back and I listen to some of my old episodes. This podcast has been going on since August of 2020. And as I minister to you, I minister to myself because it lifts me, it enlightens me, it helps me. And I'm going to do it continually. I see that in my life, as I'm journeying on this highway of life, things happen. Things happen for a reason. I was down a day and a half without a load, but that day and a half allowed me to do some work for growth. I'm down today, but that's okay. It allowed me to do some work for growth, some work to advance us, because this movement is gaining momentum. Word is getting around. Word is getting around all over the world. Grow. Something's over there. He over there doing something. They having some kind of event. I'm outside. This is where I love to be anyway. I like to be where the trees are blowing in the wind. And I can look up to this beautiful blue sky. Or gray, whatever it happened to be. Today is blue. And I can see the shapes of the clouds, how they make hearts. Hearts, and more hearts. How the cloud make a fist, how the cloud make people. Because the spirits are in the wind. And they follow the pattern of the wind, you see, because they got no place to be. I'm telling you. That's why I'm starting with me. And I start with me each and every day, the woman in the mirror. I'm going to change. See, because my life is not my own. To God I belong. I'm here for God. It don't mean anything to me no more. Material things don't mean nothing. Nothing matters but love. I've did it my way for many years. Now I'm going to do it the Lord's way. Love. Because I didn't love me. I do now. I matter too. I love me. I have to love me. Because if I don't love me, I won't grow. I'm going to tell you something. People around you, yeah, they matter. They mean something. But the most important person is you. You got to love you. You got to sow into you. You got to build you. You got to work on you. You got to improve you. You got to rise up, you, and reach your greatness. You got to embark on a spiritual journey of greatness, becoming one with God. Not being under the guise of doing wrong and praying about it. Let's do right. And then they'll go right. When we turn towards righteousness and seek after righteousness, then there go righteousness. There go blessings. When we do right in the eyes of the Lord, in the eyes of God, rising to reach our greatness, doing the best that we can. See, even our jobs, we have to do that unto the Lord. I know you probably don't like your job. Probably wish you didn't have to work there. Probably wish you won the lottery. But let me tell you something. When you got God, you already done won the lottery. You done already won. because God shall give you the desires of your heart. As you seeking after God, God is seeking after you. I know it's been a journey to grow. God has blessed me so, you just wouldn't believe. God has blessed me so much that no matter what they call me, I was still able to rise above it. I rose from the dust of oppression. I guess you can call it a vice, a link of oppression, depression. I got over that. I don't claim depression. And I'm going to tell you something. Yesterday, I just kind of got a little overwhelmed. It's not so much really over being overwhelmed. It's just knowing what all you got to do. But at the same time, you're just so happy. I'm so happy. I am so happy to be growing for God. But I realize I got a long way to grow. It's a long way. I have a lot to do. Word is getting around, honey. But I got to keep on pushing on to the breakthrough. This love, peace, and soul train rolling on full steam. But I still got a lot to do. There is a lot to do. But I was able to get a lot done yesterday. I was able to make a big, you know, do a big chunk of work yesterday. I was able to go on and apply for my nonprofit, 501c. I was able to get that done. And then that gave me a feeling of accomplishment. But at the same time, you know, you still got to wait to hear. And it's a lot to do. I got a lot to do. And it just overcame me. And I just started crying. And then the Spirit of the Lord told me, we look for love, no time for tears. Wasted water is all that is, and it won't make no flowers grow. I have cried so much in my life that I really do believe that I can fill up the Mississippi River. That old, dirty, beautiful Mississippi River full of my tears. I have cried so much. But ain't no point in crying. So I dried my eyes. I got to work. I got to get to work. I got to get busy. We ain't got time for tears. We ain't got time for that. Dry your tears, honey. God is with you. Look for love. We ain't got no time for tears. Wasted water is all that is. And it won't make no flowers grow. But you are the flower. Come out from under the rain and grow. Rise. Reach up towards the light. That love of God. That is our light. That's our hope. Whenever you see a rainbow, that's a sign of hope. And treat each day like a rainbow. Look for your pot of gold. That's your happiness. Grab it and hold on to it and don't let it go. And anybody that's around you, anybody, should add to your happiness and not take away from it. And that includes you. Add to your happiness. Don't take away from it. Grow. I know life is lifing. But as life is lifing, God is moving. The Spirit of God that is within us all, each one of us, by the Spirit of God that is within each one of us, we shall overcome. As I rose from the dust of oppression, I didn't like me very much. Matter of fact, didn't even love me. I was ready to give up. But God said, grow. God told me greatness reached over oppression through wisdom. So I'm going to use my mind. I'm going to make it work. And anytime anybody's told me no, I remember what God said. And I'm telling you what God said. God said, grow. We're all born to be alive. We're all born to grow. And I know why the free bird sings. And I want you to take the time to listen to the song. Really listen to the song and understand why the free bird sings. The free bird can fly high above the earth, high above any danger, whenever it wants to. And so can you. Because you're going to use your mind and you're going to overcome. You're going to rise above the oppression. You're going to use wisdom. And right now, as we speak, we're getting through it. Day by day, hour by hour, minute by minute, second by second, time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future. And as it does so, we rise above, we come up, and we grow. We're going to push through, just like the littlest, tiniest plant, that little tiny plant I saw, little bitty thing, an inch of an inch, breaking through the ground, trying to grow. As difficult as it was, wasn't nothing around it but dirt, no encouragement whatsoever, no grass, nothing to lean on, just pushing through. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to keep pushing through on to the breakthrough on this soul train, this love, peace, and soul train, because that's what we bring in every day. We want peace. Let us bring the peace. Let us be peace, not just have peace on our shoes. Let us be about peace. Let us love and remove ourselves from the evildoers, because we turning this way. We becoming a shadow of our former selves. We walking in new footprints, new footsteps, taking new steps, renewing of our mind. Old things are passed away. We are new in God. Each and every day, all day. This is not religion. This is not about money and control. This is about you and the oneness with God, because you are a child of God. You are a spirit, but you are in the physical. And when we leave the physical, we go back to being spirits. So until then, while we down here, the right, down here with the left, we got to grow. Lift ourselves. Gonna lift up, lift some other folks. And we all gonna come up. We all gonna grow. Greatness reached over oppression through wisdom. Listen to the song of the free bird. I know why the free bird sings. I'm singing too. God bless you as you grow.